Now, people choose to modify their bodies all the time with piercings or tattoos or plastic surgeries.
But some body-altering surgeries are unplanned yet unavoidable, such as a mastectomy. Or maybe someone sustains an injury that leaves a scar in a visible place.
So what options do people have for recapturing some of their pre-operation appearance? One is medical tattooing or skin pigmentation services.
When Alyssa Waters opened her Shade Medical and Creative Tattoo Shop in Madison in 2016, she knew that was a direction she wanted to go. And Alyssa's with us in the studio now. Welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the medical tattoo services that you provide at Shade. This might be unfamiliar to some people.
So medical tattoos is basically just the medical application of a tattoo. So the main thing that I do, the most common thing I do, is areola pigmentation. So that's creating or enhancing a nipple that was lost due to a surgery, usually a mastectomy, and sometimes breast reduction, too, can sometimes take a piece of that. So either recreating or enhancing the areola and nipple. And then scalp pigmentation, which uses tattoo to create hair follicles in a spot that might not grow hair, due to a trauma or surgery. And then just general scar cover-ups, so using tattoos to blend skin to look like it matches where you might have scar tissue or mispigmentation of the skin.
And do you have an estimate of how many of these you might have done since you opened up?
No. You kind of lose track after a while, but I'd say that it's probably about 30 to 40% of the business that I have now. So it's definitely growing.
Why was it something you felt was important to offer your clients?
It's something that I just didn't see being addressed as much, and I just found it to be a cool way to use my artistic ability to help people in kind of an unconventional way.
Let's do some myth busting here. What does your studio look like?
So I opened Shade to kind of bridge the gap between a traditional tattoo shop
Neon
and a doctor's office.
Right.
Yeah. So I tried to take away the intimidating factors of both of those scenarios. So most of the clientele I get have never had a tattoo before. So it's nice to be able to come somewhere. You're the only person that's being worked on and they're the only person actually in the shop with me at the time during your consultation and during your tattoo. But it's also comfortable. There's art on the wall. There's music playing. So it's a little less clinical than going to a doctor's office for a procedure.
I think that's so interesting. My friend Amy had breast cancer, and when they were talking about her reconstruction with the breast surgeon, she had a binder to go through with options, including, areola pigmentation if she chose to have reconstruction after that. So there is this bridging of the two to the artist, which is you, and back to the physicians who are trying to treat the cancer.
Right.
But why is that important? And because it's not something we've always done.
No, and I think it's the last aspect of reconstruction. So I think it's kind of nice to sort of exit that clinical setting because they've gone through so many different surgeries and so many appointments and kind of having it be more of a end celebratory event where you can relax. It's helpful that it's not as invasive of a procedure either. So it's not something that you need kind of that clinical setting for. But it's nice to bring friends, just kind of relax and be able to move forward from there, knowing that that's kind of the last thing you have to do.
Because sometimes when people get a tattoo under normal circumstances, they're trying to express
right.
themselves further. And when you're dealing with patients, whether it would be, breast cancer patients or people with other scars, they're trying to get back to normal, to look like themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like such a small thing to just not have this colored section of your chest that's a nipple, and you don't think about it every day. But when you look in the mirror and it's not there, it's a definite reminder of what you've been through, and it just doesn't feel quite like yourself.
What about the scar, the scalp pigmentation that you do? Because I assume people with longer hair might be able to cover up some of the scars you might see on the scalp, but it's not so if you choose to have short hair.
Yeah, so this is kind of an option for people that want to keep their hair shorter. It definitely, you know, it doesn't change the fact that you have different levels going on in your hair, but it makes it look like there's darker hair follicles there and blends it a little bit better if you want to have a shorter haircut.
What do you hear from people after you've finished this?
It can be a bit of an overwhelming reaction at first when they go to look at themselves in the mirror because it's kind of a new person that they're seeing. But I always get a really positive reaction and a lot of hugs at the end of a service because it's kind of the final step and it's nice to have it be over with.
To know that you've made a difference for someone. What about scars that you can't handle, that you can't treat or make blend in further? How do you handle those clients?
So I try to be optimistic but realistic at a consultation with someone. If it's something I can't do, I want to make sure that I don't oversell it. Putting artwork over stuff is usually always an option. So if they're willing to go that direction, I have experience working with skin that has been through trauma, so I can design something that will distract or cover scar tissue, kind of if it's more severe and I can't blend it in.
So that could be an opportunity to really embrace the beauty of your body again instead of feeling like it's broken.
And you can even use some of that like texture to an advantage in design sometimes to make it look three-dimensional or something if you are going for that.
Do people in Wisconsin have enough opportunities to seek people like you out and have this done?
I think it's getting better, but there's definitely not, not a whole lot of attention being brought to this just simply because of the nature of the type of tattoo and the fact that it's a nipple. You don't see it as much in media because it can get blocked or they just don't want to print that. But I think that it's becoming more popular and there's more opportunities for people to get stuff like this done.
Alyssa, thank you for what you do and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Alyssa Waters, owner of Madison-based Shade Medical and Creative Tattoo. We talked to her today about the medical skin pigmentation services that she offers in her shop.